Joining us here in the studio this morning, we have Glenda Reeder, who is with the Ripon Area School District and is helping to organize a post-prom. You got something at stake in this, a junior in high school, huh?
I do. My son is a junior this year, so I was excited to take this on so that we can make post-prom amazing. Yeah.
All right. So you have a couple other people that are helping you out with the effort or have helped you out with the effort.
That is correct. Yes. So Jennifer Klecki and Rebecca Walter, we met about a month and a half ago, and we started planning this and, you know, kind of what initiatives we want to have at post-prom and, you know, with the DJ and karaoke. And there's some other stuff, but I don't want to give too much away because I want the kids to be a little surprised.
Right.
But I think it's going to be a really great post-prom. You know, we're raising a lot of money. We still have a lot to raise, you know, so that we can offer all that we want to. But we're doing really great. We have an amazing community here, and the overwhelming support of gift baskets, gift cards, gift certificates, and cash has been just wonderful with our Ripon community.
Now, so say, it's a non-alcoholic event.
I'm yes, guessing it is.
It has to be, right?
Yes, so, it is. Right. And that's why we love to host a post-prom, because we know that the kids are in a safe place. We know that there's no alcohol, there's no smoking, that parents can feel free to rest assured that their kids are being watched and they're having a great time and knowing that they're having fun and winning prizes and just, you know, overall, the night is safe for everybody.
All right, let's lay a little groundwork here. We're talking about prom. When is prom? Where is prom?
Sure. Prom is May 2nd, and prom will be at Ripon College Great Hall. And then after that is over, then they will travel to post-prom, which is going to be at Plaza Bowl.
Wow. Okay. So there's bowling involved then?
There will be some bowling, yes.
Do you have trophies? Or?
No, we won't have trophies. But one of the things that we do with this fundraising is not only is the fundraising there to pay for all of the initiatives that we want, but we also try to raise enough so that we can have an amazing raffle. So the kids will all get a ticket when they come in. And then throughout the whole evening, we will, you know, raffle off prizes. Like last year, they had two flat screen TVs, an Apple Watch, gift cards, cash. And so I'm looking to match or beat all of those prizes from last year. So I'm really on the beat here to get as much money as I can.
All right. So how does somebody donate towards the post-prom? I imagine there's some place they can send
absolutely
cash donations, or maybe they have an in-kind donation or something.
Absolutely, Bob. Yeah, so they can send all of that, and they can address it to the Ripon High School, 2026 Post-Prom, 850 Tiger Drive in Ripon.
That simple, huh?
That simple. And it'll come to me. Everybody knows at the school, at the high school that I'm chairing it. They just bring me all the letters. I open it and I start keeping track of everything that we've earned and everything that's donated. And it's been great so far.
All right. So it's May 2nd for the prom. Do you have some kind of a deadline as toward, you know, donations, that type of thing?
I would take donations literally up until the day before post-prom, because I can still run out and get another flat-screen TV, or I can still get out and get some gift cards to, whether it be Amazon, Starbucks, you know, Dick's Sporting Goods, Scheels. It does not matter. I will take donations up until the very moment where I have to be at post-prom to still offer some amazing gifts to the kids.
So is there a theme for the prom this year? There usually
is. There is a theme, yes. It is Down on the Bayou. I'm not sure. They voted. There was definitely several options, and the kids actually get an email, and they vote on it. And that's what they chose this year, Down on the Bayou.
It's a line right out of Creighton's Clearwater Revival.
That it is.
All right. So, again, recapping, where do people send their donations?
Glenda? Again, please send everything to the Ripon High School, 2026 Post-Prom, 850 Tiger Drive in Ripon.
All right. So is your son looking forward to the prom? Do you have a date lined up? Or?
He does not have a date lined up. He doesn't know if he wants to have a date, or because a lot of his friends aren't going with dates, so they might just all go stag. I don't know. But he is looking forward to post-prom.
Yeah.
So that, because he's like, Mom, I know you're doing a lot. So he definitely is coming to post-prom. So I still have to get him over that hump of going to prom, because you can't miss your prom. It's a rite of passage. Yeah. You have to go. So, yeah.
Yep, that's right. you know how it is. There are some kids that are just too cool for school, so they'll go stag.
They will. Know? They will. They'll probably go to a restaurant like Buffalo Wild Wings, mm-hmm. sit there for 2 hours, you know, eat buffalo wings and drink soda, and then they'll go right to post-prom. Yeah. They'll probably skip the prom and just go, okay, let's go win some prizes. No, I hope not.
Too bad. I mean, they could still get a dance partner.
They will. And it'll be great. They'll go.
Yeah.
Well, I think all the parents and I, we've talked, we're going to make them go.
Okay. All right. Well, your son is going to the post-prom, at mm-hmm. least. We know that much,
yes,
right?
Yes, we do.
Okay. All right, Glenda, anything else that people should know about the post-prom and how to give to it?
Absolutely. So I just want to say thank you to everybody so far that has given to post-prom. And I will be visiting many businesses within the school district. I've sent out 176 letters to local businesses. Asking for donations, and no donation is too small, whether it's a gift basket, gift card, or money. We are grateful to accept anything that we get. And so I will be visiting a lot of businesses in the next week or so. Just walking the beat, just seeing if I can get some more money. I'd love to raise, another $1,500. Mm-hmm. So that I can make sure that this is something that the kids will never forget.
Should be a good memory from school, you know.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Well, Glenda, thank you for joining us. Appreciate your time.
Well, Bob, thank you for having me. Longtime listener, first time visitor, and this has been great.
That is Glenda Reeder, who is with the Ripon Area School District, helping to organize the post-prom event coming up on May 2nd.